Welcome back to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquise. Today we're tackling a question that's both important and timely in the world of health and longevity. Does NAD plus, or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, cause cancer? NAD plus has been gaining a lot of attention lately in health and wellness circles. It's a vital molecule found in every cell of our bodies, playing a key role in energy production, DNA repair, and overall cellular health. Because NAD plus levels decline as we age, many people have turned to NAD plus supplements or its precursors like NMN and NR, hoping to slow down aging and boost vitality. With the rising popularity of NAD plus subcutaneous injections, concerns have also emerged. Recently, a patient with a history of breast cancer who had previously used NAD plus injections for energy and anti-aging benefits came to the Catalyst Clinic. She'd been cleared by her oncologist and wanted to know if she could resume NAD plus sub-Q injections at our clinic for home use. This situation made me pause and consider, is this treatment truly safe for her? Do the potential benefits outweigh the risks, especially regarding the possibility of cancer, recurrence, or growth? Some experts worry that increasing NAD plus levels might unintentionally promote cancer cell growth. Today, we'll carefully explore these questions to better understand the safety and implications of NAD plus therapy in patients with a history of cancer. First, we'll explore what NAD plus actually is and why it's so crucial for our cells. Then, we'll look at the science behind its relationship with cancer. What do studies say about NAD plus and tumor growth? Finally, we'll review what experts and regulatory bodies currently say about the safety of NAD plus supplementation. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clearer understanding of the current evidence and be better equipped to make informed decisions about NAD plus supplements in your own health journey. So, let's dive in and separate fact from fiction on this important topic. Stay tuned. Let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is NAD? NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It's a coenzyme. Think of it as a helper molecule that's found in every living cell in your body. NAD exists in two forms: NAD plus, which is the oxidized form, and NADH, the reduced form. These two forms are constantly cycling back and forth, playing a crucial role in the chemistry of life. So, why is NAD so important? Let's break down its essential functions. First and foremost, NAD is absolutely critical for energy production. Every time you eat, your body breaks down carbohydrates, fats, and proteins to extract energy. NAD plus acts as a key player in this process, helping to convert the food you eat into ATP, the energy currency of your cells. Without NAD plus, your cells simply couldn't generate the energy they need to function. This is why NAD is often called a linchpin of metabolism. But NAD's role doesn't stop at energy. It's also a vital substrate for enzymes like sirtuins and PARPs. These enzymes are responsible for repairing damaged DNA and regulating which genes are turned on or off. Sirtuins, for example, are sometimes called longevity genes because they help maintain genomic stability and protect against age-related decline. PARPs, on the other hand, are essential for fixing breaks in our DNA. Both of these enzyme families require NAD plus to function. So, when NAD plus levels drop, as they do with age, our ability to repair DNA and regulate genes can suffer. NAD plus is also deeply involved in cell signaling and maintaining homeostasis, which is just a fancy word for keeping everything in balance. It helps regulate physiological processes like inflammation, immune response, and even the body's response to stress. In fact, NAD plus is increasingly recognized as a key player in the aging process itself, influencing how our cells respond to damage and how well they recover. So, why should we care about NAD? The answer is simple. NAD is fundamental to health, aging, and disease prevention. As we age, our NAD plus levels naturally decline. This decline is linked to a host of age-related problems: slower metabolism, increased DNA damage, impaired cell repair, and a weakened immune system. Scientists believe that maintaining healthy NAD plus levels could help slow down some aspects of aging, boost energy, and even protect against certain diseases. That's why NAD plus has become such a hot topic in the world of longevity and wellness. People are looking for ways to support their NAD plus levels, whether through diet, lifestyle, or supplements, in hopes of promoting healthier, more resilient aging. In summary, NAD plus is much more than just a molecule. It's a central hub in the network of life, connecting energy, repair, and resilience. Understanding how it works is the first step in exploring whether boosting NAD plus through supplements or other means could be a key to ageless living. Let's talk about a trend that's taken the wellness world by storm: NAD supplementation. Over the past few years, NAD plus supplements have exploded in popularity, especially among those interested in anti-aging, biohacking, and optimizing their health span. If you scroll through social media or listen to top health podcasts, you'll see NAD plus mentioned alongside other buzzwords like longevity, cellular energy, and mitochondrial health. A big part of this trend is driven by the growing interest in anti-aging science. People are looking for ways to not just live longer, but to live better, maintaining energy, cognitive sharpness, and physical vitality well into their later years. NAD plus is at the center of this conversation because, as we discussed earlier, it's essential for energy production, DNA repair, and cellular resilience. Proponents of NAD plus supplementation claim a wide range of benefits. These include anti-aging effects, slowing down the visible and invisible signs of aging, improved energy, boosting cellular energy and reducing fatigue, enhanced cognitive function, supporting memory, focus, and mental clarity, heart health, promoting cardiovascular function and resilience, mitochondrial support, helping the powerhouses of our cells work more efficiently, weight management, supporting metabolism and healthy weight. It's no wonder NAD plus has become a staple in the biohacker's toolkit and is now featured in everything from oral supplements to IV infusions at wellness clinics. But here's where we need to separate the science from the hype. While the excitement is understandable, it's important to recognize that much of the evidence for NAD plus supplementation comes from preclinical studies, that is, research done in animals or in cells in a dish. These studies are promising. They show that boosting NAD plus can improve metabolism, enhance DNA repair, and even extend lifespan in some organisms. However, when it comes to robust human data, the story is still unfolding. Early clinical trials suggest that NAD plus precursors like NR, which stands for nicotinamide riboside, and NMN, or nicotinamide mononucleotide, can safely raise NAD plus levels in humans, and there are hints of benefits for metabolic health and aging markers. But we don't yet have large long-term studies proving that NAD plus supplements deliver all the promised benefits or that they're completely risk-free. So while NAD plus supplementation is an exciting frontier in the science of ageless living, it's important to approach it with both curiosity and caution. As always, more research is needed to fully understand who might benefit, what the optimal doses are, and what the long-term effects might be. For now, NAD plus remains a fascinating piece of the longevity puzzle, one that's still being put together. Let's start with the basics. NAD plus, or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, is a molecule found in every cell of your body. It's essential for energy production, but its role goes far beyond that. One of the most important functions of NAD+ is its involvement in DNA repair and maintaining genomic stability. When our DNA is damaged by environmental toxins, radiation, or simply the wear and tear of aging, our cells rely on a family of enzymes called PARPs, or poly-ADP ribose polymerases, to help repair that damage. PARPs use NAD+ as a substrate to add ADP ribose polymers to proteins involved in the DNA repair process. If NAD+ levels are low, these repair mechanisms falter, leading to the accumulation of DNA damage and, ultimately, genomic instability, a hallmark of cancer development. In fact, studies have shown that boosting NAD+ levels can enhance DNA repair, especially in the context of aging and neurodegenerative diseases. This suggests that NAD+ supplementation could, in theory, help prevent the mutations that drive cancer by keeping our DNA repair machinery running smoothly. But NAD+ doesn't just help fix DNA. It also plays a pivotal role in regulating the immune system. NAD+ is a cofactor for sirtuins, which are a family of enzymes that help control gene expression and chromatin structure, making it easier for repair proteins to access damaged DNA. Sirtuins also influence immune cell metabolism and function, helping our bodies mount effective anti-tumor responses. Recent research has shown that NAD+ supplementation can enhance T cell responses, which are, you know, really crucial for identifying and destroying cancer cells. For example, in preclinical studies, increasing NAD+ levels improved the efficacy of CAR T cell therapy in mice, leading to strong anti-tumor effects, and in some cases, complete tumor regression. This suggests that NAD+ could play a role in supporting the immune system's natural ability to fight cancer. Moreover, NAD+ is involved in modulating the tumor microenvironment. Some studies have found that supplementing with NAD+ precursors can increase T cell infiltration into tumors, further enhancing anti-tumor immunity. So, from the perspective of DNA repair, genomic stability, and immune function, NAD+ appears to have significant anti-cancer potential. However, the story doesn't end there. Cancer cells are notorious for hijacking normal cellular processes to fuel their own growth. And, well, NAD+ metabolism is no exception. Cancer cells have extremely high energy demands. To meet these demands, they often upregulate enzymes involved in NAD+ biosynthesis, particularly an enzyme called NAMPT, nicotinamide phosphoribosyl transferase. NAMPT is a key player in the NAD plus salvage pathway, which is the primary route for NAD plus production in many cancer cells. By ramping up NNAMPT, cancer cells ensure a steady supply of NAD plus to support their rapid proliferation. This is closely tied to a phenomenon known as the Warburg effect. Unlike normal cells, which primarily generate energy through oxidative phosphorylation, cancer cells rely heavily on glycolysis, even in the presence of oxygen. This metabolic reprogramming allows them to produce energy quickly and generate the building blocks needed for cell division. NAD+ is essential for glycolysis, acting as a cofactor for enzymes like JPDH and LDH. Elevated NAD+ levels help sustain the high glycolytic rates that cancer cells depend on. In fact, studies have shown that many types of cancer, including colorectal, breast, gastric, and prostate cancers, overexpress NAMT, leading to increased NAD+ production and enhanced tumor growth. This has led researchers to explore NAMPT inhibitors as potential cancer therapies, aiming to starve cancer cells of the NAD+ they need to survive. But there's another layer to this story. Some research suggests that increased NAD plus levels may contribute to an immunosuppressive tumor microenvironment. For example, cancer cells can release NAD plus rich extracellular vesicles that are taken up by tumor-associated macrophages, shifting them toward an immunosuppressive phenotype. Additionally, enzymes like CD38, which consume NAD plus, are often upregulated in tumors and can produce immunosuppressive molecules like adenosine, further dampening the immune response. So, while NAD plus can support anti-tumor immunity under some conditions, it can also be co-opted by cancer cells to suppress immune surveillance and promote tumor progression. Given these findings, some scientists have raised concerns that NAD plus supplementation could, in theory, support cancer cell metabolism, especially in individuals with undiagnosed or active cancer. The logic is pretty straightforward. If cancer cells thrive on NAD+, could giving the body more of it inadvertently help tumors grow? It's important to note, though, that this hypothesis is not conclusively proven. Most studies to date have been conducted in cell cultures or animal models, and the effects of NAD plus supplementation in humans, especially in the context of cancer, are still being investigated. In healthy individuals, there is currently no strong evidence that NAD plus supplements increase cancer risk. In fact, some studies suggest they may actually improve overall health and longevity. But for people with active cancer, or those with a strong family history of the disease, caution is advised. The potential for NAD plus to support tumor metabolism remains a theoretical risk, and more research is needed to fully understand the implications. So, where does this leave us? The reality is that NAD plus plays a dual role in cancer biology. On one hand, it supports DNA repair, genomic stability, and immune function, all of which are critical for cancer prevention. On the other hand, cancer cells can exploit NAD plus metabolism to fuel their growth and even evade the immune system. The impact of NAD plus supplementation likely depends on a variety of factors, including the individual's health status, genetic background, and whether or not cancer is present. For healthy individuals, maintaining adequate NAD plus levels appears to be beneficial for cellular health and longevity. For those with cancer, the situation is more complex, and supplementation should really be approached with caution and under medical supervision. In summary, the scientific debate around NAD plus and cancer is ongoing. While NAD plus is essential for many anti-cancer mechanisms, it can also be hijacked by cancer cells under certain conditions. As research continues, we'll gain a clearer understanding of how to harness the benefits of NAD plus while minimizing potential risks. When it comes to the question of whether NAD plus supplements cause cancer, it's important to recognize that there is currently no consensus or official position from major medical organizations directly linking NAD supplementation to an increased risk of cancer. If you look at statements from leading cancer research groups, aging societies, or regulatory agencies, you just won't find any formal warnings or guidelines that specifically address NAD plus supplements in the context of cancer risk. This is largely because the science is still emerging, and honestly, we just don't have enough robust, long-term human data to draw definitive conclusions. That said, many experts in the fields of oncology and longevity science do advise caution, especially for individuals who have a personal or family history of cancer. The reasoning here is pretty straightforward. While there's no direct evidence that NAD plus supplementation causes cancer, There are theoretical concerns based on how cancer cells can exploit NAD plus metabolism for their own growth. Because of this, some physicians and researchers recommend that anyone with a history of cancer, or those at higher risk, should consult with their healthcare provider before starting NAD plus supplements. This is a prudent approach, given the current gaps in our knowledge and the potential for unintended consequences. On the regulatory side, the FDA and other regulatory bodies have not issued specific warnings about NAD plus supplements and cancer risk. In fact, NAD plus precursors, like nicotinamide riboside and nicotinamide mononucleotide, are sold as dietary supplements in the United States and many other countries. However, it's important to remember that dietary supplements are not regulated as strictly as prescription medications. This means that manufacturers are not required to prove long-term safety or efficacy before bringing these products to market. As a result, consumers are often left to navigate the risks and benefits on their own, sometimes with limited guidance from official sources. One of the biggest challenges here is the lack of long-term human safety data, especially in populations at risk for cancer. Most of the research on NAD plus supplementation has been conducted in animals or in short-term human studies focused on metabolic health, aging, or neurodegenerative diseases. We simply don't have large long-term clinical trials that track cancer incidence in people taking NAD plus supplements over many years. Until such data are available, both experts and regulators are likely to remain cautious, emphasizing the need for more research and individualized medical advice. So, to sum up, there's no official warning or consensus linking NAD plus supplements to cancer, but experts urge caution for those at higher risk, and regulatory oversight remains limited. As always, if you're considering NAD plus supplementation, especially if you have a personal or family history of cancer, it's wise to have an open conversation with your healthcare provider to weigh the potential risks and benefits for your unique situation. So, what does all this mean for you? Whether you're just curious about NAD plus supplements or considering taking them yourself. First, for the general public, it's important to understand that NAD is absolutely vital for our health. It plays a key role in energy metabolism, DNA repair, and cellular function. Because of this, NAD plus supplementation is generally considered safe for healthy individuals when taken responsibly. However, the relationship between NAD and cancer is complex and not fully understood. While there's no clear evidence that NAD plus supplements cause cancer, the science is still evolving, and we don't yet have long-term data to fully rule out any risks. Now, for those who might be at higher risk, such as individuals with active cancer, a personal history of cancer, or genetic predispositions, it's especially important to proceed with caution. In these cases, NAD plus supplementation could potentially influence cancer cell metabolism in ways we don't fully grasp yet. That's why it's crucial to consult with your healthcare provider or an oncology specialist before starting NAD supplements. They can help you weigh the potential benefits against any risks based on your unique health profile. In summary, NAD plus supplements hold promise for supporting healthy aging and cellular function, but like any intervention, they're not one size fits all. Being informed and working closely with your healthcare team is the best way to make safe, effective choices on your journey to ageless living. As we wrap up today's episode of The Science of Ageless Living, it's clear that NAD plus is a fascinating molecule at the heart of cellular health, energy production, and DNA repair. Its role in aging and disease prevention makes it a compelling target for supplementation and longevity research. However, when it comes to the question of whether NAD plus supplements cause cancer, the answer isn't straightforward. The science is complex and still evolving. On one hand, NAD plus supports vital processes that protect our cells and maintain genomic stability, which could help prevent cancer. On the other hand, cancer cells can hijack NAD plus metabolism to fuel their growth, raising theoretical concerns about supplementation in certain contexts. For the general public, NAD plus supplementation is generally considered safe and may offer benefits for healthy aging and cellular resilience. But for those with active cancer, a history of cancer, or genetic predispositions, it's essential to approach NAD plus supplements with caution and consult healthcare professionals before starting any regimen. Ultimately, NAD plus supplements are not a one-size-fits-all solution. They hold promise, but they also require careful consideration and personalized medical advice. As research continues to unfold, staying informed and working closely with your healthcare team will help you make the best decisions for your health and longevity. Thank you for joining me today. Stay curious, stay informed, and here's to your journey toward ageless living. Until next time, I'm Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquise with the Catalyst Clinic.